Okay, good evening, everyone. Thank you so much for joining us again. As I promised last time, that we are not continuing the discussion about the dateline per se. We've already established, al pi halacha, that it's a three-way machlokes, but that there is, every person holds that there is a specific day, a dateline, and therefore there's a place in the world where the world begins, there's a place in the world where the world ends, there's a place that experiences Tuesday first, and Tuesday continues around the globe until it reaches that place again, and it becomes Wednesday. So the days are clear, depends which dateline it is, but if you hold of any particular dateline, what day it is clear. What we still have not discussed, and which I would like to discuss this week, is that's very good, I know what day it is. But now we have to look at it not from the perspective of the world, the perspective of the Rabbeinu Shalom, what day it is, but from the human perspective, the perspective of the person. And that is, if a person lapses, therefore, a day, he either misses a day or gains a day because he's traveling over the dateline, or even if he's not traveling over the dateline, we know that depending on where a person's traveling from, he could skip very significant parts of the day, and he could add on very significant parts of the day. So how does that affect halacha? And just to illustrate what we're talking about over here, I will give two examples of specific itineraries, which we began discussing last time, and I would like to discuss the halachic ramifications of these travel plans, specifically in respect to the halachos of tefillah, because it's relevant to in Yana Diyoma, the parshios we're discussing as the Avos are Misakin tefillah, and because that is the shaila which is most significant, most relevant halacha lamaisa. So let's discuss a person who is traveling westbound. He's leaving Los Angeles at 10:10 p.m. on a Sunday. He's traveling west. He's arriving in Sydney, Australia at 6:10 a.m. on Tuesday. So he left Los Angeles 10:10 p.m. He daven Shachris Mincha Mariv on that day, on that Sunday. He finished. The entire flight is basically nighttime. So in his mind, he's continuing Sunday night. It's a very long night, but it's a nighttime, and he's daven Mariv already. He's good to go. All of a sudden, he lands in Sydney, Australia, and a little bit before he lands, he notices that it's the morning. But what morning is it? It's not Monday morning, it is Tuesday morning. This man basically skipped Monday. So how does that result? How does he deal with the davening? He's missed a day, and therefore he lost an entire day of davening. Or do we look at that time that he was in the air, even though it was nighttime, there was no sun around, does that get some status of a day? You can't go from Sunday to Monday. And the same question would be in reverse. Sunday to Monday, you could do. We do that all the time. But it's the same thing in reverse. A person's traveling eastbound. He leaves Japan. He leaves Hong Kong at 11:10 a.m. on Tuesday. So, of course, he's davening Shachris already, hopefully. He leaves Japan Tuesday. He arrives in Chicago 12:50 p.m. on a Tuesday, and he's traveled a significant amount of time, and he's still back in the same place. Does he have to daven on the plane? Or he doesn't have to daven mincha at all on the plane, because I'm going to land in Chicago. It might be hours and hours later, but I'm landing in Chicago. It's still Tuesday. I'm good to go. He has a shkia over in the plane. In the plane, he sees the sun set and the sun rise, but by the time he gets back to Chicago, it's still Tuesday. So I had a sunset, I had a sunrise, I experienced the whole day, but I'm still on Tuesday, I'm good to go. How does that affect? How does this person daven? So the first thing I think we have to discuss when trying to discuss this question, the basic question is, of course, especially if we're going to focus on it with respect to the davening shaila, the basic question is, what is the mechayev for davening? What is, when Avraham Avinu was misakein shachris, and I hope we get to this, when Avraham Avinu was misakein shachris in last week's parsha, when Yitzchak's misakein mincha in this week's parsha, Yaakov is misakein mariv, what does this mean? Are they saying, what is the mechayev for tefillah? What demands that I daven tefillah? Is it the natural phenomenon sun. A sunrise is mechayiv shachris. A sunset, a chatzos hayom is mechayiv mincha. A tzeis hakochavim, that's mechayiv marib. Just generally speaking, all those natural phenomena only happen once a day. But it's not the day that's mechayiv. There's no day chiyiv. Every day you must daven three times a day. No. A sunrise is mechayiv a shachris now. A tzeis hakochavim is mechayiv a marib. Whether it happens once every 2 days or what happens six times in one day, it doesn't make a difference. Those natural phenomena are what is mechayiv the tefillah, or do we say no? Tefillahs are chiyuvim on the day. Chazal said, or the Torah, depending on the Daraisa, the Rabbanan, every day, Chazal said, you have to daven three times a day. It's a chiyuv on the day, and therefore, our obligation becomes to define what is a day in halacha. How does the Torah view a day? Is it 24 hours? Is it just from Tzeis HaKochavim to Tzeis HaKochavim, even if there's many, many hours there? I experience from Tzeis to Tzeis many more than 24 hours, or perhaps even much less than 24 hours. Does it go from the natural phenomenon? How do we define a day? The natural phenomenon, or do we say 24 hours is a day? This is something which we have to discuss in terms of the definition of a day in halacha, and with every halacha that it's going to make a nafkamina, we have to discuss that particular nafkamina, that particular halacha. What is the mechayev for that halacha? Is it a day? And therefore, if we define a day, so I'm good to go? Or no, it could be that you define the day based on 24 hours, but legabe tefillahs, we don't care about a day. We don't care what a day is, because it never says you have to daven three times a day. What do we care about? We care about whether the sun rose. If there's a sunrise, you're chayiv in shachris. There was already a sunrise on Tuesday. This is the second sunrise for Tuesday. Who cares? Tuesday is not chayiv in tefillah. Sunrise is mechayiv shachris. You have three sunrises in one day. Doesn't matter. Three shachrisim in one day. That's the question we're asked. A very fundamental question. And to get our feet wet in this question, we have to ask ourselves the following shayla, which was a shayla brought up, halacha l'maisa. This is the question of the, which is most, it's a most glaring issue when we get to the Arctic Circle or the Antarctic Circle, even though many people no one really lives there, but if you go on a cruise to that area. So we know there are parts of the globe which experience sunlight for many days on end, even for many months on end, they could experience sunlight. And there are many parts of the globe where the opposite part of the year, they'll experience darkness for many days, many weeks, and even places, many months. So if you have a place in the world where they are experiencing sunlight straight for 3 months straight, now what in the world do you do when it comes? Most of our halacha has to do with the days. What in the world's going on over here? I just had one long day for 3 months straight. How does halacha adapt to such a thing? If I have a long night, again, for 3 months straight, no sunrise, no sunset, just total darkness or total light, so how does halacha respond to such a phenomenon? So again, it's most glaring on the Arctic Circle, because then you really have sun shining straight for months straight. But even when you get a little bit more south on the globe, still you might have a sunset here and there, but it certainly doesn't get dark. Even many places where there are many prominent Jewish communities, there are places where they didn't have Tzeis HaKochavim for months on end, depending on how north they were. So if you don't have Tzeis HaKochavim, when do you say Kriya Shema? Right? Well, Gaba gets up there and says, please repeat Kriya Shema in 3 weeks from now. How in the world do we exist? So this is the question that we must be asking. Yes?
How does this relate to the Korbanot?
Oh, so we'll have to get to that. I hope we have time. I hope we have time to get to that. If not, we'll...
We do also have a question with regard to Shabbos. So, Sheshes Yamim Ta'avayt, Layam Ashvi Tishbos, if you didn't have 6 days...
Yeah, we'll get to that as well. We discussed it a little bit last week, and we'll get to that as well. We'll touch upon that. We have a lot to get to. Hopefully we'll be able to finish. I promise that no more globe time shilas after this week, so we'll see. Hopefully we can finish it. So who is the first to raise this very, very important, crucial shayla? Tferes Yisrael, Mishnayis in Meseches Brachas, Tferes Yisrael. Again, 1800s, one of the people to first tackle many of these scientific issues and how they relate to halacha, says, and this was a shayla halacha l'maisa for him, in the town of Danzig, Mar Malkam number 1, comes at Tferes Yisrael, Mistapkina, We have a suffix, b'medinois hatzvoinios, these northern cities, kimo b'irenu Danzig, oh, Copenhagen, very, very north, Stockholm, uchedoyme shesham b'chol chodesh yuni v'yulai, all June and July, laila k'yoyim ya'ir, it's sunshine for the entire month straight. And if you want to tell me, maybe it gets a little bit darker, there's a shkia maybe perhaps in those places because they're a little bit further south. Certainly, Misha Yakir is existent the entire way through. So what in the world do you do? You're going to say, I could only put on talis and fill in Misha Yakir. I'm good to Misha Yakir. I could put it on that last night. I'm 100% fine. What's the issue? Someone told me he grew up in, not as north as these, but at these cities, but he grew up in a... one in a European city north, also very north, and he told me Shavuos night was a cinch. They had a half hour Seder. It was time to daven shachar. It's no big deal. The sunrise was good to go. So how do you deal with this? Says the Tferes Yisrael. So he has a fascinating approach. Says the Tferes Yisrael. He says first we have to establish that every person, what we've already established for the past 3 weeks. Whenever there is the natural phenomenon, when there is a sunrise and a sunset, so then you go with the time that you're in. You don't say that I'm from New York, so now that I'm in LA, I'm still going to keep the Shabbos in New York. No. Halacha, you go with the sunrise and the sunset that you, of the place that you are in. He says that is the Davar Pasha. Take a look in the bold face in Marmakam number 1, the first paragraph. Ava lefi shuras hadin, nidon kol adam lefi mekomo v'shaito. It's Pasha, before you get to any complicated shilas where there's no sunrise and sunset, if you're in a place with the sunrise and the sunset, so you follow the time of that place. Ulam, next paragraph. Ulam, ikr sveikoseinu, our real suffik, who rak b'medina tzvoinith, in the northern countries, b'kayit she'incham laila mamish, there's no night, klav rak neshe b'yunav yulai. Masayi yezman kriyish ma'utfil of etzitzis v'shabbis. How in the world are we supposed to deal with this? Ulechori yesh l'stapi gamkein, b'misha kara lo she'yavu b'kayit samach l'endrapol, v'sham yesh ezech hadashim ritzufim b'kayit yoy mamish, you have months straight where it's just pure days. V'royim hachamu makefes kala oifek, the problem is, obviously, this whole phenomenon is becomes the globe is on a tilt, and therefore the pole, the top of the globe, is facing the sun, and therefore you see the sun go basically around the entire globe, but it's so close to the sun that the sun is shining all 24 hours, 36 hours, is shining for months straight. So how do I deal with this in halacha? I saw an entire day. I saw the earth revolve and the sun went around the entire globe. The globe revolved one rotation. I saw the day, but it never became night. How do I deal with this? Comes the Tferes Yisrael and Paskins as follows. A little bit above the bold face, ve'im, in the middle of this paragraph, ve'im ze ha'adam shebal samach in a drop of sheroy shemesh begvurta im toishve Europa, ve'gam im toishve America, masa yaschil, masa yisam Shabbos solo. How does he know when to begin Shabbos? How does he know when to end Shabbos? It's just one long day. Ve'im gam noimesh and noisin lo chumra sukulis amakum shiyotzmisham, adain yesh this topic. Hachi yachal leida masa yaschil arivis, ve'shachus amakum shiyotzmisham. How in the world am I supposed to know when to daven? Yesh loymai says it's Tferes Yisrael. The gam chash ze efshel etzadeh b'sheyachshav l'mafreya al pi oar nechoina be'ezer shahu. You take your clock, you take your watch that was set based on the time that you came from. L'mashal sheyavu sham b'shavav shal oyer shalo. You get to your this location, which is on the North Pole, and it's 6 o'clock based on the time that you set when you were back home. You follow the time that zone of what you had back home. So it's 100% pasha to the Tferes Yisrael that in this location there has to be days. You can't say that I'm going to experience one long day for a month straight. There will be days, but I follow the days of the time that I came from. So if I'm traveling from Europe, I follow the time zone of Europe. If I'm traveling from America, I follow the time zone of America. It comes out absolutely lahafli, unbelievable. You could have two people the same exact location, one person's keeping Shabbos one day, one person's keeping Shabbos another day, because they're in a place where the sun never sets, so they're supposed to follow the places that they came from. And he points this out himself. Hold on, let's just continue. So you define a day 24 hours based on the time of the place where you came from. He says, but if you do malacha, then I can't be mechayiv you misa, because after all, who knows what's really going on here? It shouldn't be any different than the case of where you get lost. You don't really know when Shabbos is, so you're not going to be chayiv misa. But how do I decide? Says the Tiferes Yisrael, in these places where there's no night or where there's no daytime, there's no sunrise, there's no sunset, the day still changes, and then we transition from a day that which follows natural phenomena of Tzeitza Koychavim and Shkia Sachama and Netza Chama, and we follow 24 hours. Okay, 24 hours from when? Follow the place based on the place of where you are coming from. An absolutely tremendous Chiddush.
But those that live there permanently in that northern period, didn't he say that you would adopt the closest country that has some kind of a day and night?
Could be. I don't remember seeing that in his, but could be. I don't know. I thought, I don't know.
It's
yeah?
Like, in other words, the guy's leaving here Friday.
Yes.
And he gets there Friday morning, and he gets there 12 hours later, it's still light.
Yeah.
So now it's not this morning. Okay, let's do it Thursday.
Right, that's it.
He leaves Thursday morning here at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
12 hours later, he's someplace else Friday morning at 6 o'clock. He's got 5 more hours for Shabbos, and he makes Shabbos.
Yeah.
Now what happens?
Now he continues to count 24 hours, and then it's the next day.
And then it's Sunday. He's on a different time schedule than everybody else that's here.
Yes, exactly.
For the rest of the week.
Yeah.
For the rest of the month.
For the rest of his life, it sounds like. Yeah, that's what he says. He doesn't put a gvul on it. He says that's the psak that he comes out with. Yeah. Yeah, well, don't worry. You're not the only person that has a problem with this. Take a look at the Kleisenberger. Divrei Yatziv, Marmoko number 2.
This is even going to be moving there permanently.
So that's what I can't say 100%. I don't remember. I saw the Tiferes Yisrael today. I don't remember him giving a caveat that if you're staying there, it's different. So, but yeah, that's what it sounds like.
But take when he goes back.
When he goes back, then he adopts. He goes back to
No, he's on that schedule. No, when he goes back to New York, he's not going to
Then he's on New York schedule. He's good to go. Take a look at the Kleisenberger, and he begins the tshuva with the same word that was coming out of your mouth. Welcome number 2. Vitimesi. How in the world could this be? Sharei ein chilik ben yoyim v'layla ela or v'achoyshech ve'eich ka'amah sha'amah la'or yoyim yehet chumachas. So comes the Kleisenberger and he says, let's take a step back over here. What is the definition of a day in halacha? Are we defining it based on the natural phenomenon? Are you telling me 24 hours? He says, maybe this whole concept, I always thought that a day in halacha meant a sunrise to a sunrise or a sunset to a sunset. Maybe we don't care about 24 hours. Maybe we don't care about the natural phenomenon. All we care about is 24 hours. It could be, he says, and that would be an argument for why the Tiferes Yisrael says 24 hours. Comes the Kleisenberger and he says he thinks it's a machlokes rishonim. We'll take a look at it in a moment. He says, and either way, if you hold that a day is 24 hours, so I will grant you the Tiferes Yisrael that you go with 24 hours. But you don't go with 24 hours of Europe, where you came from. Who cares where you came from? He says, where do you go 24 hours? What time zone do you adopt? Eretz Yisrael. He says, in general, we don't follow Eretz Yisrael because everyone has their own natural phenomenon. So we have to follow the natural phenomenon, the sunrise and sunset of New York. But if you don't have natural phenomena, it's just months on end, it's sun, so then you go with Eretz Yisrael. So says the Kleisenberger, I could hear two tzadim. Either the definition of a day is sunrise to sunrise, in which case, I don't know what you do when there's no sunrise and no sunset. But then, all you care about is sunrise to sunrise. Here, there's no sunrise, so it seems to be one long day. And if you're going to tell me, no, we don't care about natural phenomena, we're going to care about 24 hours, he says, I can hear that as well. But then you don't go with the place that you came from. You go with 24 hours, you adopt the time zone of Eretz Yisrael. Take a look at what he says in the bold face. Maramako number 2. Last paragraph on the first page. V'efsher de la'inyan Shabbos nehisha anan lo azlina le'aschala v'syumak Eretz Yisrael. It could be we don't go like Eretz Yisrael, because we have the natural phenomena which are defining our day, sunrise to sunset. These places, they don't have sunrise and sunset. So therefore, we don't know what time zone to adopt, either Europe or America. We go Basar Eretz Yisrael. So he is the first one. Set comes the Kleisenberger, and he defines for us what is the Shaila. He says, I hear two tzadim. Either we go with natural phenomenon, in which case, over here, there's no natural phenomenon. It's one long day. And if you're going to tell me we don't care about natural phenomenon, then we go with 24 hours. But 24 hours, when do I begin and start? We don't care where you came from. We care. We pick the objective 24 hours. Where the objective day in the Torah's perspective? You adopt the time zone of Eretz Yisrael. So the only places in the world that will have the time zone of Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael. And you have the North Pole. That is the Shita of the Kleisenberger. Who actually adopts the Shita? We've seen the Shita that you take 24 hours. And again, we're not sure which time zone you use, but 24 hours is a halachic day. That's what the Tiferes Yisrael says. Who adopts the Shita that, no, sunrise to sunrise. And if you don't have a sunset in the middle, that's just one long day. For months straight, you have one long halachic day. Comes the Minchas Elazar. Minchas, yeah?
What happens during the months that they do? They switch from Eretz Yisrael time to regular? To
that's what it seems like. That's what he would assume, yeah?
It would be that
all of a sudden everything changes, yeah? Right. Take a look at the Minchas Elazar. You see that we're grasping over here. It's very difficult. Marmakam number 3 says the Minchas Elazar. Second paragraph. Amnam beguf hasheela b'medina isanizgar asher tamuz hu yoyim echad aruch v'chein tevas hu laila echad aruch. You're in a place where months straight it's one long day. Months straight it's one long night. Hine ra'isi b'derech mikra b'tferes Yisrael. I happen to have seen what the Tferes Yisrael writes. But he's not clear at all at what you do, says the Minchas Elazar, and he's assuming that there's for sure a day and the night existent. The Tiferes Yisrael assumes that there for sure has to be a day and the night. We just don't know how to figure out when to daven Maariv, when to start Shabbos. Says the Minchas Elazar, why is he assuming that? Maybe it's one long day. You didn't experience a nightfall, so it's still the same day. Says Minchas Elazar in the boldface, V'chein nireh shekevan shelo yishoka ha-shemesh minayin lanu l'chayvu midarais v'shabbos. So you got there on a Wednesday, the sun never set, you're good to go. Right? For months straight, it's Wednesday for you, until the sun sets a few months later, according to Minchas Elazar. You're going to tell me Shabbos starts now? Shabbos is going to start without a shkiyas hachama? Have you ever heard of such a thing? Can't be. It's Wednesday for months straight. Two polar opposite shita. Some shita say we adopt a fabricated day. It has to be 24 hours. That's the halachic day. We'll figure out what time zone to adopt. Comes the Minchas Elazar and says, no, it's still the same day. A day doesn't end until Shkiyas Achama. What's the machlekes over here?
What about the first 2 days of Bria Sa'olam?
Oh, let's go to Bria Sa'olam. What's the machlekes over here? The machlekes is, how does the Torah define a day? Does the Torah define a day 24 hours? Or does the Torah define a day based on the natural phenomena, a unit of light together with a unit of dark, what we call night? That cycle is referred to a day. If it never gets dark, so then it's not becoming a night. So let's take a look at the psukim. Back to the basics. Marmukim number 4 says,
there was no day and night for the first 3 days.
So let's take a look. Marmukim number 4. We're all familiar with the psukim. Vayomer Elokim yehi or vayehi or. First day there was light. Vayar Elokim es haor ki toiv vayavdel Elokim bein haor ubein hachoshech. Vayikra Elokim laor yom bilachoshech kara laila. Vayehi erev vayehi voker yom echor. Right away on the first day, we have God creating light and darkness, and already assigning light and darkness to the light to the day, and the darkness to the night.
Doesn't the measure say that they both are mishtamish at the same time until the sun comes?
Okay, Baraviviya, I'm reading Psukim over here. The Psukim say the light time, the day was light, The nighttime was darkness. Okay, let's see. Then comes day 4. Yudalit vayomer Elokim yehim ha'orais birekiyah ha'shamayim lahavdil bein hayoim uvein halayla v'hayu la'oisois umodim v'layamim v'shanim v'hayu l'ma'orais birekiyah ha'shamayim l'ha'ir ala oritz vayihichen. So we obviously have a big question over here. What changed from day 1 to day 4? On day 1, we were defining still day and night based on Or and Choshech, right? The Torah is very clear. The Torah doesn't say day and night until there's Or and there's Choshech. Seems like definitional to having day and night means a day is only a day if it's light. A night is only night if it's dark. So it has to be that you go through these natural phenomena of have light and have darkness for it to be a day. But then the apostle comes and says, only on Yom Revi, on the 4th day, did we get the sun. That's what we know. So then only on Yom Revi really is the sun begin its cycle. So what is the definition of a day? Is the definition of the day based on the light, based on the dark? If you have no darkness, it's not a day. There's no day switching. There's no nighttime. If there's no light, it's not the daytime. Or is it based on a 24-hour revolution of the earth? We don't care whether it's dark or night. It happens to be in most places. How do you know when the earth revolved one time? We know it based on whether it was light and darkness. But all we really care about is the fact that there was that one evolution, that the world revolved that single time. So let's take a look at the Rishonim, take a look at Rashi. Rashi seems to learn that there was Or and light and Or from the beginning. You're right, the sun only came, Marmakam number 4. You're right, the sun only came on the 4th day. But before the sun was around, there was another source of light, says Rashi. Mishen Nignas Ha'or HaRishon. Then, once the first Or that was illuminating the world at the beginning, the first few days, was Nignaz, was hidden. So then the sun comes and does that job. Bein b'yoyim, bein b'layla, uli yomim, shimush hacham hachatzi yom, v'shimush halayla, chetzio harei, yoyim sholem. Take a look at the Rashbam. Says Rashbam, Maramokam number 6. Vayavde lukim bein ha'or u'bein ha'choshech. How does the Rashbam define a day? Sheyud be'shos haya hayom, ve'achar kach halayla yud be'z. La'avdu bein hayoyim u'bein halayla. Karavarnu l'mala. Again, it sounds like we need the light for it to be day, we need the darkness for it to be night. The definition of day for the Torah is light. The definition of night for the Torah is darkness. Comes the Ramban and gives us a different picture. Maramakam number 7 says the Ramban, says the Ramban, Pasuk Yod Dalet. Let's look at Pasuk Yod Dalet. That's where he's the clearest. The next page. Sorry. Still on the old page. Mar Malcolm number 7. Says Ramban, Vayi erev, vayi boiker, yoim echad. Haya erev, vahaya boiker, shol yom echad. Vayi kro, tchilas halayla erev, bavur sheyiz arvu bo tzurois. Vetchilas hayom boiker, shi vaker adam beinosam. Kach perish revram, he quotes Ibn Ezra. Valderech hapshat, lo yitachin lomer yom rishon, bavur shedayin lo naseh sheni. Ki arishon koidun l'sheni, biminyan o b'mayla. Aval shneyem nimtzeoim voha echad, lo yore l'sheni. V'yesh mifarshim. Quoting the Rambam in Mori Nevuchim, Ki ze remez li tnuas ha-galgal, al-pnei kol ha-oretz, be-esrim ve-arba shoyz, she-kol rega mehem boiker b'mekoymes mishtanim, ve-erev b'mekoymes she-kenegdem. What's the Rambam telling us? Based on the Rambam, how do we define vayerev vayivoker yom echad? One evolution, the world revolves, the globe revolves one time, that entire spin of the earth, that's considered a day. We don't care if it's dark, we don't care if it's night. All we care about is that natural phenomenon of the world going through one rotation. That is 24 hours. 24 hours is a day in halacha. And it's even clearer. Take a look at the Gemara in Chagiga, Mar Makam number 8. Va'amar of Yehuda Amar Rav, Asar Dvarim Nivru B'yom Rishon. 10 things created on the first day. Ve'elu hein, Shemayim Va'aretz, Tov Vavou, Or V'choshech, Ruach U'mayim. Midas Yom U'midas Laila. What is Midas Yom U'midas Laila? Says Rashi, Mar Makam number 9. Midas Yom U'midas Laila, Esrim Va'arba Shois Ben Shneyem. The definition of a day is 24 hours. And if you don't hold of the Diyuk and Rashi, it's 100% clear in Rabbeinu Bechai. This, I believe, is the clearest. It's very clear in the Mar Nevuchim, Mar Malkum 10, but even clearer Rabbeinu Bechai in Mar Malkum 11. How do we define a day from the Torah's perspective? Comes Rabbeinu Bechai. Vayere, right? The most simple thing in the world. The first pasuk, your first pasuk you read in the Torah. Simple. What's a day? Right? All the machlekes we show in. What's a day? How does the Torah view a day? 24 hours, a nighttime and a daytime together? What?
We can change, we can understand the difference.
What we call 24 hours.
Right, well, we can understand.
I mean, one revolution of the world, right.
Which is not 24 hours.
It doesn't have to be, right.
No, but if you're only in daytime, you're only at nighttime, how are you going to see the difference?
Well, you could see the sun. You could see the sun. You could see where the position of the sun is. Based on the position of the sun, you could tell that the world experienced one revolution. It just never got dark.
Sundials.
Right, exactly.
Right, you see the sun, but can you tell the quarter of an hour?
Right, you can't tell exactly that, even though they knew how to do that also. But you could tell when the world, right? Sarat Srita Bekoisel, you could put them up, they had these sundials where they could tell exactly you got back. So they knew one day was over. So that's exactly what the Rabbeinu Bechai. Take a look at Rabbeinu Bechai, Mar Malkum number 11. Vayere, Vayivoker, Yoim Shilishi. There was no sun, moon, right? So what does it mean? The first 3 days, what everyone asks. There's no sun and moon. How could there be a day? Says Rabbeinu Bechaya, Ki shkiyas ha'or hu ha'erev izrichasu ha'boker. Amnam, hizgir v'shloishtem erev v'voker v'lo klape ha'or, ela klape ha'galgal. What is day in the Torah? You're right, the first 3 days there wasn't a sun yet, and there wasn't a moon. For us, we judge it based on darkness and light together. That's one time the earth, the globe revolved. But what do you want to know? You want to know the definition of the day? The definition of the day is that natural phenomenon of the earth, the globe revolving one time, experiencing the sun around its entire circumference one time. That is a day. That revolution of the earth is considered to be a day, 24 hours.
Yeah, but there was no sun yet, so how could there be a revolution around the sun the first 3 days?
So it didn't need the sun, but it was still turning. We measure it based on the sun, but the revolution was still occurring. The earth, from the very moment it was created, was spinning.
Yeah, but I mean, scientifically, it wouldn't be revolving if there was no sun.
No.
Right? I mean,
why?
The sun revolves around the sun. The earth revolves around the sun and the earth spins itself.
I'm going to disagree with you, not because I know, just because it's easier for right now. But I don't know what would happen if there was no sun. But I don't know why we assume that it would stop revolving if there was no sun.
It would burn off.
I mean, a lot of things would go wrong if there's no sun now, but when God was setting it up, I don't know if we could ask questions like that, yeah?
According to Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's clear that we're going by the one full revolution.
Right.
According to Rashi,
you could learn it differently, yeah.
You could say that it's Shazmani, yeah. 24, from day to night.
100%, that's why I pinned it on the Rabbeinu Bechaya. There are many Achronim that want to be medayik from all these things. I think you could get out of all of them, except for Rabbeinu Bechaya, it's 100% clear. So that's why I basically ran through all of them quickly until the Rabbeinu Bechaya. It's clear. So you have a documented machlokes rishonim. How do we define a day from the Torah's perspective? Is a day, is the nightfall, the sunrise, the sunset, is that definitional to the day? Or is that just what we would call a simon to us? What's definitional to the day is that natural phenomenon of the spinning of the earth when it finishes one rotation. The sunrise, the sunset, that's how we tell it. That's how we could tell that it completed that revolution. Or do we say that no, we don't care about the revolution. What makes a day in halacha? From nightfall, from a shkiyas achama to shkiyas achama, from a tzeis akachavim to a tzeis akachavim, from a neitz achama to a neitz achama. That is a day in halacha. So this question, how to define vayi erev, vayi voker yoyim echad, vayi erev, voker yoyim sheni, well, how to learn pshat in the pasuk, vayi erev, vayi voker, what does it mean? That will decide this halacha that we're deciding right now. What happens when you get to a location where there is no nightfall? What happens when you get to a location where there is no sunrise? And we saw both shitas in halacha. We saw one shita in halacha that, no, for sure there's still a day. 24 hours. 24 hours makes a day. You can't tell me that it's going to be one long day for months on end. And then we saw the Minchas Elazar says, no, why not? What makes the next day? Sunset. If there's no sunset, you're good to go. It's Wednesday for the next 3 months. He says, by the way, what happens if you travel there on Shabbos? You have Shabbos for 3 months. That's not such a... That person should be sure not to do that. You get there on Shabbos, then there's no sunset, so then you never finish Shabbos. It's a long, long Shabbos. Yoim Shekulei Shabbos. What?
You daven once in 3 months?
What?
You daven one time.
That's what it would sound like. That's what it would sound like. The whole thing's not Mistaber. Don't have one long day for 5 months, is it? I hear, but he's taking this logic to the end. Okay, let's go a little bit further.
Why is it the day you get there? It should be the day that it is in that place. People who live there, it was Sunday, and then the sun stopped, so it was Sunday.
Well, we don't really know. I don't know if there's an established
community.
Right, community that we could say for sure it was that day. But in Chlam, you'd probably be right. Okay, so we have two clear documented shitas, and now we're going to start trying to understand the shitas in the middle, which will probably somewhere, the halacha l'maisa will probably fall out there. The tshuvas from Daf Yomi, right? They make us see them every millennium or something, right? It's much easier to keep up, right? That I could probably hack that also. Okay, says the tshuva Rav Pa'olim, Rabbi Yosef Chaim, has a very interesting question. He is dealing with a much more basic question. What's his question? His question is a basic question which we've all thought about, we've discussed, we've argued about it over the past few weeks. What happens? A simple question. I change time zones on Shabbos. Do I need 24 hours of Shabbos? Is there a rule that you have to have 24 hours of Shabbos? So if I go to a place on Shabbos where the sun's going to set earlier, so therefore my Shabbos only ends up being 20 hours, is that a problem? Because I don't have 24 complete hours of Shabbos? Or no, you don't need 24 hours of Shabbos. Shabbos is from sunset to sunset, or sunset to Tzeisak HaKochavim. So if you travel to a place on Shabbos where Tzeisak HaKochavim happens earlier, so you don't end up having 24 hours, what's the big deal? Is it an objective 24 hours, or do we go with the natural phenomena? Very similar question. He says it's a davar pashat ad limeod, as we've been saying this entire time. If you have natural phenomenon, you go with the natural phenomenon. If you're in a place with a sunset, you don't say, well, if I was still home, the sun wouldn't have set yet, so therefore Shabbos isn't over. No, if you're in a place with a sunset, you go with the sunset. That's what he says. Take a look at Maramakum number 12. Chakira be'inyins man Shabbos hamishtane be'kame mekayimois. Ola belibi lachkor. I had a certain question. Chakira achas be'inyin ha-Shabbos. Diyodua she'azman she'layla v'yoy mishtane. We know that there's such thing called time zones. Mimakum l'makum machmas hilo Hashem is based on the sun's placement. And we know there's very different times when they're keeping Shabbos in Eretz Yisrael. It's very different when they're keeping Shabbos in New York. So what happens with this? Vahashta, the next line, third line. Vahashta yesh lachkor. Im echot osa haschol Shabbos b'mokum sheyis achar shkiyas achama. I am in L.A. And obviously you have to get there on Shabbos in a mutter way, so our example won't be a good example. But let's say, for argument's sake, you're in LA and Shkiyas HaChama is going to be very late, and then you travel eastward and you travel to a place where Shkiyas HaChama is much earlier. You do it by using the Shem Hashem, so obviously it's much easier if you have that approach. So you go far. Now you want to know why none of us had the Shaila. So there you go. This is why we haven't had the Shaila late in Lamaisa. What?
You could be on a boat.
Right. Rachayk shesham makdim shkias hashemesh. Denimtzahu loy amar oso Shabbos chavdal shas. You didn't experience Shabbos for 24 hours. Is that a problem? You didn't experience Shabbos for 24 hours. So maybe Shabbos has to be an entire day. Elarak yurches. So who says that you could break Shabbos now after Tzeisak HaKochavim? You still need to finish your 24-hour Shabbos, your 24-hour shift. Yud cheshoy, say pachas, eich yaseh. Im tzarech lemeza basashkiyas ha-shemesh, are you able to use the natural phenomena in the place that you are? Or do you have to keep the 24 full hours? Says the Rabbi Yosef Chaim, it's a davar pashud, that you go with the place that you're in. He says, it's obvious, you go with the place that you're in. The last line in the paragraph, that's where he asks the question. He continues to say that it's pashut to him that you go based on the natural phenomenon of the place. But he says, but there's one thing which is still not simple. I established for you the halacha lemaisa in a place where there are natural phenomena. And there is a sunset, and there is a sunrise. I said you go with the place that you are currently in. But let's say you're in a place with no natural phenomenon. Let's say you traveled so far north, there's no sunrise, there's no sunset. Says in the boldface, second paragraph, he's quoting from a Sefer HaBris. A Sefer HaBris is an absolutely fascinating work. It's hard to describe the work. We have very few of them in our in all of Jewish history. But he's a person who combines, lived around, if I'm correct, around 1700. Sefer HaBris was a dayan in Vilna. He combines Kabbalah together with the science of that particular time. He was a tremendous scientist. He's quoted by secular science all the time. Tremendous astronomer. Has tremendous knowledge in astronomy. I have the Sefer. I bought it recently. And what's fascinating about him is that the stipler says, he advises, his disciple has a list of svarim that every yeshiva bachar has to know to be mechazik themselves in emunah. It's a fascinating list of svarim. You have to have gone through the kuz, just to consider yourself a ben Torah. You have to have gone through the kuzari, different things that every ben Torah has to know that have to do with emunah yisrael. You could be sitting and learning base medrash, baba kama, shir shenog hazapara for 18 years, but you never learned the basics of hashkafas yisrael. So the stipler has a list of svarim. On that list are parts of this Sefer that he's quoting now, the Sefer HaBris, tremendous things. It gives you real chizik in your emunah of Talmidei Chacham, your emunah of Chazal, how much knowledgeable they were in the science of the time, in astronomy, in the astrology. Very interesting. So comes the Sefer HaBris.
It's interesting that the stipler knew
of these. Oh, the stipler? We'll discuss it, yeah. Not a question. Says the stipler was... What?
Anybody use the stars for the timing, as the rotation,
yeah,
the stars move.
Right, so that would be a way to detect. Yeah. That would be a way to detect 100%. But still, if halachically you need a sunrise or sunset, so then it won't help you to create a nighttime. You would still be able to tell the time. You'd be able to tell 24 hours elapsing, but it wouldn't create a nighttime. If I need a sunset to create a nighttime, it's still bright outside. So take a look at the way that the Sefer HaBris poses this question. Boldface, second paragraph. Milvadim yizdamin Yehudi al hasfina. He's on a boat. Ha'oleches karov me'od litzara tzvoini o hadroimi. To the north or the south. Asher sham lif'amim hayoim keharbe yamim shel chav delet shos. You have many days. Kumo bergulinger. Sham sivan v'tamaz yoim echad arach. You have 2 months. Where it's daytime, O Mizdamin Yehudi al Esfuni Esfuna Haoleches Karav Mitzat Meoy Litzaret Tzvayni Litzum Shat Latzud Sham Hatninim Hagedolim Hanikraim Walfish. There was oceans over there where there were tremendous fishing to get these things called the walfish, and therefore people would travel there and they wouldn't experience nighttime for days on end. V'sham Shisha Chodashim, 6 months Yom Echad V'Shisha Chodashim Laila Echad Nighttime Oz Achas Sheyimne Shisha Pa'amim Chav Dalis Shois. Al klei hamoyra shalos yaseh shabbos v'chein beinyan atfilos v'atzomas yaseh dover yom biyomo shel chof dalit shalos. Says the Sefer HaBris, similar to the Tiferes Yisrael. He says, if you have, so we're splitting over here, if you have natural phenomenon, the day is defined based on the natural phenomenon. If you're in place with the sunrise and a sunset, so you tell the day, the halachic day is from sunrise to sunrise, sunset to sunset. But if you're in a place with no natural phenomenon, so then you don't just say it's one long day, you resort to using 24 hours. Now we have a question. So now I'm resorting to 24 hours. Do I say 12 of those hours are day, 12 of those hours are night? Or maybe I have 24-hour day, and the whole time is halachic day. Could I daven Maariv? Or no, I just daven Shacharis and Mincha. And then the next day, I just daven Shacharis and Mincha again. I can't daven Maariv, there's no nighttime. Or do we say, no, once I'm designating 24 hours for a day, so 12 hours is daytime, second 12 hours is nighttime, I totally failed at my goal of finishing this week, and therefore we're going to have to pick this up next week, Be'ezus Hashem, but let's just sum up so we all know where we're holding. We have a clear machlokes, how to learn the pasuk Vayera Vayivaker Yom Echad, what defines a day is a day defined based on the scientific phenomenon of sunrise and sunset. If you don't have it, therefore, you don't have nighttime, the day never switches and it continues one long day. That's how the Minchas Elazar seems to pass on Halacha L'maisa. Or do we say that no, a day, generally speaking, is you could tell based on the sunrise and sunset. But what, that's just the simon. That's just how we know. But what's the real definition of a day? That one revolution of the world. Once the earth goes around that single revolution, 24-hour period of time, that's considered a day. And now it is the next day. And therefore, if you're in these places with no sunrise, no sunset, we're going to have to start counting 24 hours. What time zone do you use? Eretz Yisrael, Europe? Okay, that's a question. But what are we counting? We're counting 24-hour days, and then it's the next day. Now we have to address a new topic. If we've defined, let's say, that the day is a 24 hours, so now we have to see, does this day only consist of daytime, or is there also going to be 12 hours of nighttime designated, even though it's 100% light outside, Be'ezus Hashem? If you still are willing to bear with me, we will continue for one more week.
And that was the burning of all the funds that weren't done.